Boy, boy, boy. Y'all got me early with this bullshit, man. Your boy Drake all up in his feelings. And y'all niggas is co-signing the shit, mad at Joe. And we gonna talk about this shit. We finna talk about this. imagine for a sec. You a dope-ass poet, right? You got a gold record. You got a couple albums. Some of them hit, some of them didn't. But one of your tracks is a cult hit, right? I ain't even gonna say a cult hit. It is a hit. You see it in video games. Your shit is in movies. One of the pivotal black movies of all time, You Got Served. You know what I'm saying? Countless other fucking venues and shit use your shit, right? And then you leave the music game, you know what I'm saying? Because you realize your time is up, right? It's just shit ain't working, so you get to this thing called podcasting, right? Wildly successful. Multi-million dollar deals on the table. You know what I'm saying? You get scandals and shit because you're making so much money with Spotify. You have to get a whole new crew. In fact, one of your crew is one of the the baddies from like the 20 teens. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine all that, right? And you're looking forward to one particular album. You know what I'm saying? You hype this nigga up for episodes. Oh, such and such gonna drop. Such and such gonna drop. I can't wait. I'm waking up at midnight to check it out. Woo, 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 woo. And you get the product and it's not what you thought. It ain't hitting that itch that particular artist usually hit because you're a fan. Now imagine in the middle of reviewing the album, it hits you. I know what it is. I'm gonna speak freely because this is my platform to do so. Yo, bro. And you address them. You address the things that this artist needs to hear in order to grow, right? And then that artist goes and slams you and calls you a failure. Bro, I don't fuck with that for a few reasons. One, this album is mid as fuck. Drake's albums have been mid for a minute, right? Let's just keep it a bean. Let's keep it a buck. Ain't nobody been like, man, I'm sitting here playing the album for a year straight. No, you're not. The radio perpetuates his music more than ever. And I'm going to be honest with you. That Drake 21 Savage record, the only reason niggas was checking in on that album as much is because they wanted to hear more 21 Savage. Just being honest. Right? And then the track with J. Cole that they were discussing, it's factual. It's 100% factual. J. Cole killed him on his own shit. On his own shit. Now, I remember when Jay-Z had Eminem on his shit on Renegade and got killed, got cleaned up. Nas said something about it and everybody agreed. I don't see why this is an issue for somebody speaking freely. I don't give a fuck if you don't like Joe. I don't care. Joe says a bunch of shit that I don't really care for sometimes. And that's fine. That's your opinion. But when you say something from a critique standpoint, right? And you're attacking the person because, oh, you never did this before. If that's the case, a bunch of the niggas that's content creators that you watch don't need to be commenting on anything. That's like saying, oh, you can't speak on politics. You never did politics. Oh, you can't speak on, you know, how this is built. You never built any. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, the quality of something can be observed by the consumer, bro. That's the whole point of user reviews, nigga. Anytime you go to buy something, you clicking on the stars to see how good it is by the user reviews. Because if you leave it up to the actual artist who worked on it, they're going to say it's 10 out of 10. Oh, this is my best work. Like, fuck out of here, dog. Y'all niggas is wild. And then the other shit that I don't get. Not too long ago, we had the debacle with the brick face lady of Protect Black Women. Drake went on here and subliminally, not so subliminally, dissed Rihanna. Nobody talking about that. Even though Pusha T has been calling out Drake for a minute. He ain't got smoke for Pusha T and none of them, but he got smoke for Rihanna, though. It's the same nigga that's been pushing misogynistic music for years, dog, but all y'all bought to it. So I'm gonna need to see some some backlash on this, bro. Like, the shit is wild. Y'all allowing this man to disrespect a married black woman with a black husband who supports her, and y'all don't see nothing wrong. This the same nigga that said, "Don't tell me that you model unless you've been in Vogue." What kind of shit is that? How many of y'all consider yourselves to be model? Ain't really got your spot. Bro, Drake has been telling y'all where y'all stand on his list. Drake does not support black women, but black women support Drake. It's crazy. Matter of fact, wanna know how Drake don't support black women? What does baby mama look like? Let's not get into that topic. These motherfuckers show y'all who they are, y'all still gonna support this shit. Oh, cause it's a bop. He make music, Drake make music where he cloning it. If anything, and this is a Mortal Kombat reference, Drake is the Shang Tsung of the rap game. The niggas is 500 plus years old, but been ciphering the life energy off of the younger generation in order to keep going. He imitates other people's styles to stay relevant, or he'll do a feature with them under the guise of, oh, I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna push you to the forefront. No, you just trying to ride the coattails of a sound. The nigga made that dance album, got ate the fuck up, and now this shit ain't the part, and he hurt. He mad. I don't understand my people dissing Joe for goddamn reviewing the album. What the fuck? Like, he's a hip-hop podcast. The album is within hip-hop's realm, so he gets to discuss it and review it live. Like, what the fuck? Y'all so wild. And I'm sorry, Degrassi did not slap in the United States like y'all trying to make it out to be. I ain't never sit here and heard somebody ask, oh my God, have you seen Degrassi, though? I heard niggas talk about that like The Wire. I heard niggas talk about the shit like motherfucking A Different World, like these key pivotal shows growing up. And I've never heard anybody say Degrassi was a depiction that they really enjoyed seeing of themselves. It wasn't. And yeah, you might argue it went on for 13 seasons. Cool. A lot of shit go on. A lot of shit will continue to go if they got the budget, bro. And you not finna tell me that Drake the number one rapper because of Degrassi. Oh, no, nigga. Y'all tripping. Drake had a couple of mixtapes dropped before he got big. Before he got a deal, Thank Me Later came because he got a co-sign from Wayne. Let's keep it 100. So Wayne got him the recognition, right? Because when you really heard about Drake, he was Young Money. Let's just keep it a buck, right? For the mainstreamers, I know there's always going to be the underground people. I knew about him when he was on SoundCloud. Whatever the fuck. But for you mainstream people, you knew about him when he became Young Money, right? That's a black label. Wayne, Birdman, and them. That's black. You feel me? And then he go out here. And you get mad at a black podcast for reviewing this shit, boy. And then you disrespect Parks, right? Parks worked on your shit before. Sound engineer. How you gonna get mad at him? Call him Mark Zuckerberg just because of the way he look. You had no problem with white women, but now you got a problem with white men. Alright, bro. Aubrey need to go sit the fuck down, bro. I'm just curious what his kid gonna label himself as. Is his kid gonna establish, cause he's only what, a quarter black? what the fuck is he? You know, he probably can't even go Super Saiyan quarter black ass. Anyway, I just want to get on here and discuss that. That shit is so revolting, bro. Like, as a content creator, you gonna get mad at us for reviewing some shit and call him a failure? Half of y'all niggas probably ain't even listened to the full episode. You know what I'm saying? Because at the time that the episode dropped and the news got out, the only way you would have got it is if you had Spotify, right? Because the video didn't drop on YouTube. So I want to know how many of y'all had Spotify. You feel me? The paid version. and was listening to the episode, which dropped Saturday, and the beef dropped Saturday too. So Drake had to listen to it the same day the episode dropped. It's awfully sassy for you to wait for Joe Budden's episode to drop as soon as it hit, and then you had something to say. It's awfully catty. Anyway, man, I'm about to go to fuck to work. Y'all niggas is crazy, bro. Y'all, craziness. Y'all have a great day. It's Monday. Get your work week together. Drink you some water. Get you some sunlight. And remember, you are loved. Peace.